U.S. health officials began screening at three airports, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York, of passengers traveling from Wuhan, a city in central China where viral pneumonia has spread. VOA's Michelle Quinn.
The virus is believed to have started in Wuhan, a city in central China. It belongs to the same family of coronaviruses that include severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS. SARS killed nearly 800 people globally during an outbreak 17 years ago. It also started in China. Adding to health officials' concerns is that many of the 1.4 billion people of China are expected to travel abroad during the Lunar New Year holiday. At New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport, one man in transit with his wife and children said the health screening was a simple process.
15 minutes, very simple, and they made it very easy to get through.
Screening is also happening in other cities around the world. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, San Francisco.
The U.S. lawmakers managing the impeachment case against U.S. President Trump filed a brief Saturday, laying out their argument supporting charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress against the president. The lawmakers summarized arguments made during weeks of testimony last year during the House impeachment investigation. They also called for Mr. Trump's removal in order to safeguard the integrity of the 2020 U.S. general election, in which Mr. Trump is seeking re-election, as well as a U.S. system of government. The president's legal team issued a rejection of the House's impeachment, calling the charges against Mr. Trump a dangerous attack on Americans and their right to vote. Mr. Trump's impeachment trial starts Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. This is VOA News. Iran is sending the black boxes of the Ukrainian passenger plane that its military shot down this month back to Ukraine. More from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
The director in charge of accident investigations at Iran's civil aviation organization told Tasnim that the flight data recorder would be sent to France if experts could not read it in Kiev. Iran has faced a deepening crisis abroad and at home over the plane disaster, with authorities taking several days to announce that its military had accidentally shot the plane down. The downing occurred as Iran was on high alert for possible retaliatory action following its strikes on Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops. Those strikes were in revenge for the U.S. killing of top military commander Qasem Soleimani in a drone attack in Baghdad on January 3rd.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. As the Myanmar government faces intense global criticism for a 2017 military campaign that targeted minority Rohingya Muslims, Chinese President Xi Jinping reinforced his support for embattled Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Saturday, Reuters' Seema McCarthy.
Chinese President Xi Jinping and Myanmar State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi signed 33 agreements on Saturday in a bid to speed up infrastructure projects in the Southeast Asian nation. The agreements are part of the flagship Belt and Road Initiative, China's vision of new trade routes described as a 21st century Silk Road. Both countries also agreed to speed up the implementation of the China-Myanmar Economic Corridor, a giant infrastructure scheme worth billions of dollars. Xi's visit to Myanmar is the first of any Chinese leader in 19 years. He's hailed the meeting a new era of relations between the countries. But analysts say Myanmar was generally cautious of investments by Beijing and was also being careful ahead of elections later this year.
That is Reuters' Ema McCarthy reporting. At least three people were killed. More than 20 others, including Turkish nationals, were wounded when a car bomb targeting foreign nationals exploded Saturday in a town about 30 kilometers outside Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for that attack. Thousands of women gathered in cities across the country Saturday as part of the nationwide Women's March rallies, focusing on issues like climate change, pay equity, reproductive rights, and immigration. The fourth annual marches were aimed to harness the political power of women, although crowds were noticeably smaller than in previous years. The first marches in 2017 drew hundreds of thousands of people to rallies on the day after President Trump was inaugurated. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Broadcast. It's today's exclusive.